This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapters 9 and 10, because two leelas touch. In this 9th chapter is the narration of Mother Yashoda binding Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes, while Mother Yashoda was allowing Krishna to drink the milk from her breast, she was forced to stop because she saw the milk pan boiling over on the oven. The maid servants being engaged in other business, she stopped allowing Krishna to drink from her breast and immediately attended to the overflowing milk pan. Krishna became very angry because of his mother's behavior and devised a means of breaking the pots of yogurt. Because he created this disturbance, Mother Yashoda decided to bind him. One day, the maidservants being engaged in other work, Mother Yashoda was churning the yogurt into butter herself. And in the meantime, Krishna came and requested her to allow him to suck her breast milk. Of course, Mother Yashoda immediately allowed him to do so. But then she saw that the hot milk on the oven was boiling over, and therefore she immediately stopped allowing Krishna to drink the milk of her breast and went to stop the milk on the oven from overflowing. Krishna, however, having been interrupted in his business of sucking from her breast, was very angry. He took a piece of stone, broke the churning pot, and entered a room. There, he began to eat the freshly churned butter. When Mother Yashoda, after attending to the overflowing milk, returned and saw the pot broken, she could understand that this was the work of Krishna. She therefore went to search for him. When she entered the room, she saw that Krishna was standing on the ulukkala, a large mortar for grinding spices. Having turned the mortar upside down, he was stealing butter hanging from a swing and was distributing the butter to the monkeys. As soon as Krishna saw that his mother had come, he immediately began to run away, and Mother Yashoda began to follow him. After going some distance, Mother Yashoda was able to capture Krishna, who because of his offense was crying. Mother Yashoda, of course, threatened to punish Krishna if he acted that way again, and she decided to bind him with rope. Unfortunately, when the time came to knot the rope with which she wanted to bind him was short by a distance equal to the width of two fingers. When she made the rope longer by adding another rope, she again saw that it was short by two fingers. Again and again she tried, and again she found the rope too short by two fingers. Thus she became very tired, and Krishna, seeing his affectionate mother so tired, allowed himself to be bound. Now, being compassionate, Krishna did not show her his unlimited potency. After Mother Yashoda bound Krishna and became engaged in other household affairs, Krishna observed two Yamala Arjuna trees, which were actually Nalakuvara and Manigriva. These were two sons of Kuvera, who had been condemned by Narada Muni to become trees. Krishna, by his mercy, now began to proceed toward the trees in order to fulfill the desire of Narada Muni. Chapter 10. The Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees. Srila Prabhupada now says, this chapter describes how Krishna broke the twin Arjuna trees from which Nalakuvara and Manigriva, the sons of Kuvera, then came out. Nalakuvara and Manigriva were great devotees of Lord Shiva, but because of material opulence, they became so extravagant and senseless that one day they were enjoying with naked girls in the lake and shamelessly walking here and there. Suddenly, Narada Muni passed by, but because they were so maddened by their wealth and false prestige, that even though they saw Narada Muni present, they remained naked and were not even ashamed. In other words, because of opulence and false prestige, they lost their sense of common decency. Of course, it is the nature of the material qualities that when one becomes very much opulent in terms of money and a prestigious position, one loses sense of etiquette and does not care for anyone, even a sage like Narada Muni. For such bewildered persons, Ahankara Vimudhatma, who especially deride devotees, the proper punishment is to be again stricken with poverty. The Vedic rules and regulations prescribe how to control the false sense of prestige. This is done by the practice of Yama, Niyama, and so on. The verse Tapasa Brahmacharyena Shamena Cha Damena Cha. A poor man can be convinced very easily that the prestige of an opulent position in the material world is temporary. But a rich man cannot. Therefore, Narada Muni set an example by cursing these two boys, Nalakuvara and Manigriva. He cursed them to become dull and unconscious in the form of trees. This was a fit punishment. But because Krishna is always merciful, even though they were punished, they were fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Therefore, the punishment given by Vaishnavas is not at all punishment. Rather, it is another kind of mercy. By the curse of the Devarshi, Nalakuvara and Manigriva became twin Arjuna trees and remained in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And simply they were waiting for the opportunity to see Krishna directly. By the desire of his devotee Narada Muni, Lord Krishna uprooted these Yamala Arjuna trees, and when Nalakuvara and Manigriva were thus delivered by Krishna, after 100 years of the Devas, their old consciousness revived, and they offered Krishna's prayers. These prayers were suitable to be offered by demigods. Having gotten the opportunity to see Krishna face to face, they understood how merciful Narada Muni was, and they therefore expressed indebtedness to him and thanked him. Then, after circumambulating the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Nalakubra and Manigriva departed for their respective abodes.
Namamishwaram Satchit Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Namamishwaram Satchit Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Bioluka Ladavamanam Paramrishta Madhyanta Todrutya Gopya Yashoda Biyo Rudantang Mahur Netra Yugmamrijantang Karambhoja Yugmena Satanka Netram Muhushvasa kampatri re kanka kanta stita graivang damodarang bhakti badham. Iti drikswali lavir ananda kunde svagosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. Tadiyeshita gishu bhaktarjitatvang punak prematastang Shatavriti Vande Vanandeva Mokshang Namokshavadhingva Nachanyang Vrinehang Vareshadabhiha
Vanandeva Mokshang Namokshavadhingva
Idante vapurnata gopalavalang sadame manasyavi rastang kimanyai.
Idante vapurnata gopalavalang sadame
manasyavi. Idante mukham bhojang atyanta nilaya vritang kuntalai snigdha Raktaishya Gopya Muhushtrumbitang Vimba Raktadarangme Manasyavi Rastam Alam Laksha Labhai
Muhushtrumbitang Vimba Raktadarangme
Namo Deva Damo Dharananta Vishnu Prasida prabhodhuka jalabdi magnam. Kripa drishti vrishtyati dinam vathanu grihanesha mamagyam edyakshi drishya. Kuveratma jovadha murtyaiva yadvat tvayamochitao bhakti Ajau kritau cha. Tvata prema bhaktin swakang me prayachcha namokshe grahomesti dhamodareha. Namaste stūdhāmne spuradipti dhāmne vadiyodarāyata visvasya dhāmne. Namo radhikāyai tvadiyā priyāyai namo nantadīlāya Devaya tuyam. Namo radhikayai tvadiya priyayai namo nanta lilaya devaya tuyam. Jai Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radhe. Jai Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radhe. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe.
To the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form,